Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. That's heartbreaking. It's back. The Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gene Marks is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Small Business Toolkit. I'm sorry, Small Business List of, I'll get it right in a minute, Small Business Book of Lists. Also, Outfoxing the Small Business Owner is another book. Also, In God We Trust, Everyone Else Pays Cash. How many books have you written, Gene?
Six in all.
And another one coming out one of these days, folks. So we'll keep up with that. Hey, Gene, thanks again for being here.
And I were talking. The next one that I have coming out, your listeners don't want me to put it out. Right?
That's right. That's right. Mark's Group.
It's going to be recession related.
Mark's Group. GROUP.net. Right.
Correct.
Can they find your technology there too?
You can, yeah. So, I mean, my company sells CRM systems. That's my bread and butter. I mean, I do a lot of writing during the week, but we do, you know, Microsoft Dynamics and Zoho and Salesforce.com and Goldmine. That's my bread and butter.
So check it out, folks. So, Gene, let's continue to talk about social media. And there's some other stuff going on. There's something called Slack that I'm less familiar with than I am some of the others. And Microsoft has got them in their crosshairs. Tell us about Slack.
Sure. So Slack is a very popular service and significantly grown. Slack is a startup out of the Bay Area on the West Coast. They're like any startup in the Bay Area, Jim. I think they're valued at like $18 billion. You know?
Yeah, just like your company, your company, right?
Exactly. Like, that's like the real world, right? But no, Slack is actually legit.
And the founders are like 19 and 20, right?
Exactly right. That's exactly right. Like, their moms are still doing their laundry.
Exactly.
You know? And their companies are worth billions of dollars. Slack, though, is legit, and let me explain to you what it is. It is it's an application that you subscribe to, very inexpensive to subscribe to. It's based on a per-user basis. Your people in your company can use it on their mobile devices, so their iPads, their phones, their smartphones, as well as their laptops and their desktops as well. And it integrates with an email system. And here's what you do with Slack. You use it for all of your messaging, both internal and external. So if you're sending text messages, emails, instant messages, you're sending it through the Slack application. You can create groups.
So you're saying, I would use Slack instead of my IM app on my phone?
Correct. It replaces.
It would completely replace my messaging app on my phone, my Droid.
That is absolutely right. And here's what it does.
And it sits on my desktop?
Sits on your desktop, on your laptop, on your iPad.
IM and Yahoo Messenger or
correct, and your email too. By the way, it integrates with your email system too.
Wow.
And what's interesting about Slack is two big things. Number one is, of course, you can create your own little conversations and group chats and share videos and documents and all. So there might be like a team of three or four people in your office that are working on this project and another team working on that. You can have all those messages and conversations all categorized that way. That's really cool.
Huh.
Here's the coolest thing, though, Jim, about Slack. Every single message, instant message, text message, email, all stored on Slack's cloud-based database.
Wow.
And why that's important is suppose you're having a conversation with me and you're like, on some topic. We're talking about, Facebook. And then 6 months later, you're on the air with somebody, you're talking with somebody else about Facebook, you're thinking to yourself, I had a conversation with Gene Marks, he had mentioned something, I'd like to bring it up in this conversation.
Right.
When you have Slack in front of you, you just search on Slack, put in a keyword, Facebook and Gene
Marks.
This would help
me because I operate on IM texting and email with my employees,
my
company, right? Depending on where I am, what's going on. So I'll say, okay, send me Gene Marks' phone number.
Right,
and they'll IM it to me. Well,
right.
if I'm on my phone, I'm more likely to want to go to my text messaging, which it's not going to be there.
Correct.
Right. Or I might even say, Now, did they IM that to me, or did they text it to me, or did they email it to me?
That's correct.
And so I don't remember where it is. You're saying it aggregates all of those, and they're all together.
All in one place. And by the way, if you create groups or categories of your messages, your employees can look that stuff up.
Does this
up.
Replace Outlook?
Later. What's that?
Does this replace Outlook?
Integrates with Outlook.
It integrates. So it brings Outlook into the...
Correct. Right. Yeah. That is correct. Powerful, powerful communication.
Now, does it integrate the messaging, or does it have its own messaging platform?
It has its own messaging, and then integrates with various email systems.
So it only integrates email. Everything else it has is a proprietary platform.
That is correct.
Platform.
Which brings me to what I mentioned in my fourth. So every week I do a roundup of technology stories that affect small businesses. I pick five out, and I say, here's the story, and this is why it impacts you. And I do it in Forbes every Sunday morning.
Yep.
So this past Sunday... one of the articles that I included and talked about was that Microsoft has taken notice of Slack, and now they're going to take on Slack head-on. They're introducing a product called Skype for Teams, and they're going to include it as part of Office 365 sometime in the near future. So if you're an Office 365 subscriber, you're going to be able to get that feature, and hopefully that will save you from having to.
It's funny how the giants are brought low by the little Davids, isn't it?
Incredible. And it's impressive, though, that a company like Microsoft, who has been so slogging in the mud for so many years, you know, since their new CEO, Satya Nadella, has taken over, they're knocking
the dust off. Hey, Gina, I need your website one more time, please.
Sure, Jim. It's marksgroup.net, marksgroup.net.
And find him all over the place. Hey, Gene, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. It's great speaking.
Gene Marks, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.